The FDA approves a new non-drug solution to treat painful diabetic neuropathy, also known as PDN. We've got Dr. Erica Peterson, professor of neurosurgery, joining us, along with Lee Cagle, who has type 1 diabetes and has suffered from the PDN. Dr. Peterson, if we could start off, I guess, explaining what PDN is, why is it happening, what does the diabetic situation have to do with what's going on?
Painful diabetic neuropathy is a condition that results after patients have diabetes, and it has to do with the fact that the elevated long-term blood sugar levels cause damage to other tissues in the body, including to nerves. And so with nerve damage, which happens particularly at the long ends of the nerves in the feet and in the legs, then those nerves are damaged and they hurt. That can be pain, it can be burning or itching, it can be painful cold, and it's associated with numbness as well. We know probably about 8 million people in the U.S. have painful diabetic neuropathy, and that's on top of the 33 million people with diabetes. So not everyone with diabetes gets PDN, but a large number of people do, and it doesn't respond that well with medications that traditionally been available.
So, Lee, let's talk about you. What did your situation develop? When did you first start feeling like this isn't right?
Well, I'm newly diabetic. I've owned him for 30 years now. And once I got my numbers under control, I noticed the stinging, burning in my feet, and I was like, I gotta go see my primary care. I went and saw him. He's like, you need to see a neurologist. Neurologist said, yes, you've got neuropathy. And he basically prescribed me some pain medicine and said, that's all we can really do for you. There's nothing out there. And he left. I never talked to that doctor again. He never reached out to me or anything. I started doing some research on my own, found a trial study on Facebook for this FX system, and that's when my life changed back to being almost normal again. I was a miserable person prior to getting this device put in.
Now, let's talk, doctor. What is the HFX? What does this do, and how does it impact what happens to the Lee?
Sure. So you can think of it like a little pacemaker for pain. There's a small implanted battery pack that we typically place under the skin in the hip region, and then the wires travel from that under the bone in the spinal canal, and they deliver an impulse into the spinal nerves that disrupts the pain messages of the nerve damage in the feet from being registered in the brain. And so by interrupting those pain messages related to damage, we get significant relief for patients so that they have a peace and quiet in their own body again.
And I guess, is this now available? Is this the situation now where we're at this point in it?
Yes. So Lee was part of our research, and based on the research which we published, the FDA reviewed the device, and they agreed that it was safe and effective. So it's been FDA approved since the middle of July. And so now it's available not just in research study, but patients who are interested can ask their doctor if it's something that might be beneficial to them. And their doctor would refer them to a certified pain physician or neurosurgeon like me who knows how to implant spinal cord stimulators. And specifically, it is this one that is FDA approved, where there's a lot of devices out there. HFX is the one that has the FDA approval for PDN.
So when this is on there, is it an external, internal? How does it, do people even know that he has one of these, in a sense?
Yeah, so we do an external temporary test trial before a patient has one placed permanently to make sure that they're going to have a response and that they like it. But the device is internal, just the same way a heart pacemaker would be completely under the skin once it's implanted. People can go swimming and hiking and be active, and Lee's gotten back to work in construction, right, Lee?
Yes, ma'am.
So you've really, day and night difference from you, from what you were able to before to now, you don't really get any of those other sensations?
It's almost night and day, like you said. I was miserable. No one would be around me at all a year ago. I had friends that had distanced from me and everything because, I was miserable. No one wanted to be around me. They cared, but they cared from a distance. And then, I got this put in my back for just that week-long one, and I was like, this is amazing. I've got to get the real one. And so when they put the real one in me, and my life changed again, I'm able to go fishing, I'm able to climb ladders and, be on my feet for, 10, 12 hours a day, and I'm not coming home exhausted and miserable because my feet are hurting. I'm actually doing work again, not just sitting there trying to leaning on stuff just keeps the pain on my feet.
Well,
legs.
With type 1 diabetes, you've learned how to live with it and do your best to manage it as best as possible. You don't need all these other symptoms to kind of distract you and make it difficult for your quality of life. So it's good to hear that things are working out. Again, doctor, if people want to find out more about this HFX for PDN, how do we go about doing that?
Well, there's a website, hfxforpdn.com, and they can start there with a questionnaire. And then I'd recommend anybody talk to their physician team to make sure that they're really the right candidate for this in their own particular situation.
Right. Well, we appreciate getting the word out. There's always new devices and things to help folks who are suffering in different ways. We appreciate your time, both of you, this morning. Thank you.